Welcome to Hungry Authors, the show for aspiring authors who will stop at nothing to accomplish their writing and publishing dreams.
We're your hosts, Liz and Ariel, and we're honored that you're here. Let's dive in.
Hello, friends. This is Ariel. Today, I'm doing something a little different. It's just me. Liz and I want to share with you some of the deleted scenes from our book. These are pieces that we really, really liked, but ultimately we had to cut them from the manuscript because we were already over our contracted word count. And because, if we're being honest, they were detracting from the heart of the message. We like to call pieces like this our darlings, from the famous quote by William Faulkner, who probably also got it from Sir Arthur Quiller Couch. No one's quite sure. Anyways, the quote is, "In writing, you must kill all your darlings," meaning you can't be precious about your words and your work. Sometimes, for the greater good of whatever you're writing, you have to cut even the pieces that you loved. But here's the thing. We're not murderers, and we don't believe in killing our darlings. So we saved all of them, and we put them in a darlings document. And now we can share them with you, because we still think they're quite good. So today, I'm going to read a darlings piece that was originally intended to be in chapter one. I hope you enjoy. As a hungry author, staying focused on your why will help you balance the forces that will be your companions on the road to planning and publishing your book, creativity and marketability. If you're Nancy Drew, then these forces are George and Bess, each with their own idiosyncrasies and fears and wisdom to share. It's your job to make space for both of them in the chapters ahead. So let's get to know them better. Balance, creativity, and marketability. Creativity goes by many names. Stephen Pressfield calls her the muse. Elizabeth Gilbert calls her big magic. And Julia Cameron calls her God. For now, we'll just call her creativity. Creativity will often come in the form of aha moments and sneaking suspicions. Creativity is a far-sighted master networker, and she'll help you uncover opportunities that you missed before. She'll prompt you to get curious and present to you new ideas that seem to pop up out of nowhere. Rest assured, this is not random. It is the clever design of creativity. Often, this will mean more work is involved, or a little detour must be explored, and you'll be tempted to ignore creativity because her way doesn't feel efficient. Don't give in. We want you to expect and invite creativity into this process, because she often knows what she's doing and will help you in the long run create something better and more meaningful for you and your reader. Hold your plans with open hands. Allow creativity to prompt you this way and that, but be careful. Don't lose sight of your why. It often feels good to follow the promptings of creativity. She rewards us with dopamine hits that keep us coming back to our work. But we can't allow her carte blanche, or she'll run us right off the road. Like a little kid with too much sugar or Buddy the Elf, everything will seem exciting and amazing and doable and fun right up until the point that it all comes crashing down. If you start giving creativity too much license, you may find yourself heading in the exact opposite direction of your why. Those boundaries are represented by marketability. Marketability is the force rarely talked about by writing gurus, but she's known well to editors, publishers, experienced authors, and most of all, to your readers. Marketability is the force that holds creativity in check, making sure she doesn't take you completely off course and cause you to throw away your plans altogether. Marketability is what works in books. She is what has been proven to sell to readers. You may have one vision or idea about how your book will go at the beginning of this process, but that doesn't mean it's the most commercially viable vision. If you're writing a book for family or just for yourself, you may think that you can ignore marketability altogether. But if you envision this book being read by anyone other than you, even just family members, we highly recommend you give her an equal voice in the process. That's because marketability sees your book the way others will see it. She helps you present the information and the story in a way that will be most enjoyable, applicable, and inspirational for your readers, no matter who they are. What makes marketability different from creativity is that she's not inherently within us. You have to learn what her voice sounds like and become attuned to it. That's in large part a reason why we're writing this book, because we are BFFs with Marketability, and we spend a lot of our time introducing her to our authors. While you're learning what marketability sounds and feels like, you'll often have to rely on feedback from professionals or friends as a proxy. You'll be tempted to ignore this feedback because it feels less fun. It'll sound at first like Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, wah, wah. You may learn something about marketability from this book that disappoints you. And again, we invite you to listen and integrate that new information into the process. Remember, hungry authors are open to feedback and they're willing to change their plans. You'll get better at anticipating marketability over time, although we always suggest getting feedback from others to double check yourself. Once again, hold your plans with open hands and expect that they will shift. But just like creativity, we can't let marketability run amok. If given free rein, marketability can become a tyrant and suck all the fun and whimsy out of the journey. She'll convince you not to trust your intuition and to try and insist on only one right way to reach your destination. And it's hard to argue with marketability because she is supremely rational and evidence-based. I've seen marketability on a tirade when a marketing team insists on a title that is, quote, SEO-friendly, but kills the heart and soul of a book, as depicted by this cartoon from P. Burns in The New Yorker. And it's a cartoon here that shows an editor talking to an author, it's Charles Dickens, and she says, but think of the SEO if the title actually named the two cities. Good book coaches, editors, and publishers understand the balance that must be maintained between creativity and marketability, and with time, you'll learn it too. On the whole, both creativity and marketability are positive forces that guide our way and help hungry authors like you and me create something great. But there's an antagonist in this story too. The only force you don't want to give any leeway at all to is resistance. Overcoming resistance. Unfortunately, resistance will often be the strongest force at work during this process. You'll show up to write one day and find that creativity and marketability have been arm wrestled into submission. And as author and resistance fighter Stephen Pressfield writes in his classic book, The War of Art, what makes resistance so dastardly and successful at thwarting our good work is that we usually don't see it coming. It comes from within us, but we don't like to acknowledge its presence, and so we allow it to catch us off guard. Resistance is whatever stops you from doing your work. It's also a master shapeshifter. Sometimes it comes in the form of productive procrastination, telling you that you can sit down to write, but it'll be so much better after you do the dishes and fold the laundry and, oh my God, how could you possibly forget that today is someone's birthday and you need to get them a gift? Resistance may also reveal itself as imposter syndrome or doubts about your ability. You'll have a nightmare in which you hold your book up proudly at your favorite bookstore in front of an audience of people you admire, only to look down and realize you're naked. Not that one of us knows that from personal experience. You'll suddenly recall a repressed, well, probably manufactured, memory of your second grade teacher telling you you can't write well, or receiving a bad grade on a writing assignment. You'll think, what am I doing writing a book? No one's going to read this. When you finally do start writing, resistance will often come in the form of perfectionism, telling you that yes, this project is good, but it could be even better if you just work on it a little more, if you just make these tweaks. Resistance will try to use your own creativity against you and encourage you to let her go haywire in the name of making the work, quote, better. It's all fun and games until you realize you broke it. Resistance also shows up in our pursuit of publishing, in the form of rejection letters and industry experts who propagate the myth that only those with a massive platform are worthy of being published, or that traditional publishing is the only worthwhile way to put your work into the world. What really sucks is that the more we care about a project, the more resistance we can expect to meet. Pressfield says, the more resistance you experience, the more important your unmanifested art/project/enterprise is to you, and the more gratification you will feel when you finally do it. The best defense against resistance is treating your work as, well, work. something you just have to do because it needs to be done. Hungry authors defeat resistance by keeping their why front and center. Pressfield says you have to see yourself as a professional. Our friend Jeff Goins says you have to start calling yourself a writer and then actually do the work of writing. We'll talk more about this in part 3, writing your book. You might have noticed that Hungry Authors has had a bit of a glow up lately. One of the best investments we've made has been in hiring Goldschlag Design to help us create attractive graphics, slides, invites to our book launch party, and digital products that are aligned with the Hungry Authors brand. Michelle Goldschlag founded Goldschlag Design specifically to help busy women juggling marriage, children, and entrepreneurship. She has helped us take so much off of our plate. If you're looking for help with your design needs, there are 3 ways to work with Michelle. First, you can hire Michelle as your personal coach to develop and refine your digital design work in-house. You can submit one-off projects with a quick turnaround, or you could get unlimited designs every month with her subscription program. We're part of her subscription program, and the value that we've received has been incredible. But space is limited. Hop on over to goldschlagdesign.com today to snag your spot alongside us. All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed that little excerpt, that darling that didn't make it into the book, but now it's made it here in another life. And thank you so much for listening. If you want to pre-order our book, you have a few weeks left. You can go to Amazon or bookshop.org or wherever you like to buy books, and you'll find it there. The title is Hungry Authors, The Indispensable Guide to Planning, Writing, and Publishing a Nonfiction Book. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're a hungry author and you want to learn more about our community and courses, head over to hungryauthors.com. Remember, you have a story and a message worth sharing, and if you've got the hunger, you can make it happen.